The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in rain.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you doing this week, sir?
Baby, I am living the dream. It's been great. Oh.
3 days till our dictator takes over.
Oh. Isn't it wonderful?
What a time to be alive.
26,000 troops ain't there to celebrate.
Yep. Welcome to day 372 of 2020.
I know shit.
So, all right. Coming up on this week's show, we had a show in store for you. Cannibalistic actors, animal sacrificing rappers, losing your job over differing politics, more COVID vaccine warnings, no more electoral college, even more censorship is coming, and much, much more. No top 10 this week. Instead, we cast Vince's favorite, Marvel's Alpha Flight.
Whoop, whoop.
He's been waiting for this one.
Yes.
And we will answer your listener questions as always. All right. Let's start with some TV news this week and some sad news here. Oh, by the way, Vince, we are still tied 0-0 in the Deadpool.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
We are terrible. We are just horrible. Elizabeth, if you're listening, you are the official record keeper of who wins, because we're just terrible, so you're not going to have anything to worry about. So, starting off, that segues into the first TV news story here. Dustin Diamond, Screech from Saved by the Bell. It was announced on the Today Show on Thursday, had stage 4 cancer. It's serious. We don't know how serious yet. He's went in for testing. He hasn't been feeling well, a spokesman said. He's at an undisclosed hospital in Florida. We're hoping for a speedy recovery, but no word on what type of cancer it is for stage 4. So that's bad.
No wonder he's not back for this Saved by the Bell thing.
Yeah, none of us had Screech. Oh, right. But Vince, Jesus. We are getting something back, speaking of returning from the grave. Sex and the City's coming back at HBO Max.
Why?
Seabiscuit needs carrots. I don't know. According to multiple sources, Sarah Jessica Seabiscuit, Cynthia Nixon, and Kristen Davis are all going to make over $1 million per episode for the 10-episode series. The three are set to star in the show, serve as well as executive producers. Kim Cattrall, the whore of the show, will not be coming back. So
why not?
I don't know.
She that's an easy $10 million. Of course, she doesn't need it.
Right. She's Lassie. If you're old, you get that joke, and congratulations. That's a great movie. Did I get you? I got him. Awesome.
He directed A Christmas Story.
That's true. Speaking of revivals and all that, not really a reboot, but a comeback here, Dexter. We told you Dexter was coming back, and we now know some more about it. The last season will not be like a fever dream where he ended up a lumberjack in Oregon. People hated that ending, but the revival will be set in upstate New York, specifically the fictional small town of Iron Lake. The actual production will be actually shot in Massachusetts and should start next month. Vince, we have the bad guy. The bad guy's name will be Kurt Caldwell, the unofficial mayor of Iron Lake, and he will be played by Clancy Brown.
Oh, boy.
I'm kind of wondering how that's going to go. I'm kind of interested, but
he have a scar on his neck.
Ooh, he might.
That'd be cool.
He would
bring back the Kurgan.
Bring back the Kurgan. There you go.
Hashtag bring back the Kurgan.
There you go. House of Cards creator Bo Willimon is going to do a new TV series based on the board game Risk. No network or nothing yet. It's in early pre-production.
Why?
Because they are afraid to try real ideas. So they won't do my idea for a movie or a show, but
in Frankenstein?
No, that one's already been done.
It's already been done, buddy.
No, I want small, medium, at large. That's the one I want. About the fake psychic that's a midget that accidentally gets involved with a mob boss's mistress, and they're on the run from the mob. So that's why it's small, medium, at large. That's a great idea. That's mine. Patent pending.
Oh, dude, you need to.
Send
that fucking treatment out.
I know. all right, next thing here, the Moon Knight series. We told you last week that Oscar Isaac Poe from the Star Wars Fever Dream will be Mark Spector. We now know who will be playing the villain. But we don't know what character he is playing, but it will be played by Ethan Hawke. So,
Reality Bites Ethan Hawke?
Yes.
Oof.
Training Day Ethan Hawke.
You know what was really good? Gattaca.
Yes.
It didn't
a great flip.
Good movie. It didn't get very big. I mean, I don't think it was very popular.
It was that was Uma Thurman, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great movie. Everybody should check Gattaca
was pretty good.
Yeah. Last thing for TV news, and this is just kind of where I stuck it because I didn't really know where else to put the story. Vince, we missed another death.
Oh, god damn.
Siegfried Fischbacher of Siegfried and Roy passed away at the age of 81 from pancreatic cancer.
Who's that one?
The one that did not get ate by a lion.
So they're both dead now.
Yeah, Roy passed away 8 months ago. He passed away 8 months after the death of his business partner, Roy Horn. So,
holy shit.
Yep.
I didn't even see that on any news.
Yeah.
I don't watch the news.
You're smart.
I don't watch that shit. I figure it would have been, you know, big deal since, you know, they were both LGBT and, you know, it'd get shoved down my fucking throat. No pun intended. You're going to like it.
Ray Horn, now the new spokesman for Fruit Stripe Gum. Yeah. Oof. Yeah. Movie news this week. Kevin Feige, however you pronounce the game, the guy that runs Marvel movies, the Avengers will return.
No, eventually. Why?
He said after Phase 4 of Marvel starts this week and kicks off a year consisting of 10 Marvel movies and shows, each one driving into a new character or group they haven't explored at length yet. He says, fear not, the Avengers will return sometime. He says, I have to think so. I have to think yes, at some point they would all have to come back together. He was asked, because he's made suggestions in the past about the character Nova being brought to the Marvel movies, and he was asked, is Nova coming to the movies, and will it be Richard Rider or Sam Alexander? And he said, yes, yes, and yes. So we're getting both Novas. Novas, for those that don't know, is kind of you sell the Nova Corps in the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. So there's Marvel's versions of Green Lantern Corps, basically.
Don't care.
So I like the characters, but Marvel movies.
Don't
so,
care. Don't care. Adam also, Warlock, man.
They done screwed the pooch.
They done
that.
Fucked up. That Adam Warlock into the fucking Guardians 2.
Yep.
Oh, that's who's going to take care of Thanos? Nope.
Nope. It was female power. Also, they announced that Chris Evans will be back as Captain America, and the whole world went, huh? Okay.
Don't care.
Yeah. Vince, sad news. Julie Strain passed away this week.
No shit.
She passed away on the 10th after a long battle with dementia. Known for many things, B-movie actress, Scream Queen, Penthouse Pet of the Year, heavy metal publisher Kevin Eastman's wife for a decade. Some actresses do B-movies because they have to. She was the queen of it and was proud of it. So Yeah, she passed away. Heavy metal fac and all that. Yeah.
That's some bullshit. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know any of these people die. I have no idea. You didn't even let me know, you fucker.
I know.
I've been living in my own little world and nobody has told me shit.
I don't want to take you out of your bubble.
It's nice, though. Until Sundays when you tell me the fucking Julie Strain died.
Yeah. Macaulay Culkin has endorsed social media comments demanding that Trump's cameo in Home Alone 2 be digitally removed and replaced with one of an older version of Culkin himself. He replied to a tweet that asked for a petition to digitally replace Trump with the word sold. He then followed up by responding bravo to another tweet that contained a comedic edit of Trump replaced by an empty space. So now we're going to go back and we're going to start digitally fucking with movies because we don't like their politics. Even though at the time Trump was in the movie, he was donating hardcore to Democrats.
He is a Democrat.
I don't care anymore. World's over.
I mean, honestly, I was talking to this lady I know. She said, oh, yeah, he's been a Democrat for years. He just ran as a Republican.
All the Democrats were glad to take his money back in the day, but as soon as he announced he was running Republican, he the devil, he evil white people.
Highest GDP this country's ever had.
Yeah.
Killed NAFTA, brought back hundreds of thousands of jobs.
Lowest black unemployment rate, lowest Latino unemployment rate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've had more money. Gas was down. Oh, I can't wait for Biden to get in.
Fucking wars.
I can't. Yeah. He was nominated for how many Nobel Peace Prizes? Five?
With four Mideast Peace Accords.
Yeah, he just got an award from Morocco for his peace agreements and whatnot. So, yeah.
But keep telling me Orange Man bad.
Yeah, so,
okay, we get it.
I can't wait to go to war.
Who are we going to war with when
Biden gets elected?
It's going to be Iran. Yep. It's going to be Iran. That's my guess. All right. Now, one of the weirder stories of the week, and apparently cannibalism is not the weirdest. A newly leaked set of direct messages alleged to have been exchanged between actor Armie Hammer and a number of unidentified women purport to show the upcoming Death on the Nile star admitting to be a cannibal and bragging of subjugating his partner to violent sexual assaults. Some read, "You just live to obey and be my slave. I will own you. Would you come be my property till you die? If I wanted to cut off one of your toes and keep it with me in my pocket so I always have a piece of you in my possession." The cut off the toe thing is not the weirdest. He admits being a 100% cannibal, thinking of holding your heart in my hand and controlling while it beats. "I am 100% a cannibal. I've never admitted that before. I've cut out the heart of a living animal and eaten it while it was still warm." He tells another woman he wants to brand you, tattoo you, mark you, shave your head, and keep your hair with me. Cut a piece of your skin off and make you cook it for me. The actor then noted the two would hypothetically win a contest of whose slave master relationship is the strongest if she followed his commands to slit your wrist and use the blood as lube for anal. I spoke to numerous times of his desire to break bones and make his partners bleed during sex. I was going so far as to tell one woman he was masturbating while thinking of breaking her bones. In an escalation of his fantasies, he also recalls committing outright rape against his partners, seemingly indulging in the memories and taking delight in their distress. I felt like a god. I never felt so much power or intensity. One screenshot showed him telling a woman who he apparently slept with that, "For not being ready, you took it like a champ, ha ha." She says, "No, I didn't. I tried to crawl away and cried hysterically." He then joked that the woman's roommate must have been so surprised as she went to the pool and came back to an assault victim. "I couldn't even look at you during any of it. That's how not ready I was," the woman reaffirmed. To which he said, "Not gonna lie, your crying and crawling away while I stalked you down the hallway was so exhilarating." In response to all this shit, he has stepped away from his role opposite of Jennifer Lopez in the upcoming Shotgun Wedding movie, saying vicious and spurious attacks online are the cause. Hollywood, kids. Hollywood.
Orange Man bad, though.
Yes, Orange Man bad, but Cannibal Actor good?
Oy vey.
Yeah.
That's anti-Semitic there, Justin. Quit.
I don't care anymore.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, literally. Want to eat people, want to cut off pieces of your skin, have you cook it for me. Still on social media, though.
Oh, yeah, well, of course. He hates Trump. Do you hate Trump? Yeah, sure. Okay, yeah, you can say whatever.
Yeah, you could be a cannibal that. And, yeah, right, you sure. Can rape people. Oh, cool, yeah.
You know, there's bitches that like that shit, though.
Yeah. I don't like this world anymore. I would like to get off, please.
They didn't complain.
But the one did.
They did. Did she go to the
but
cops?
But they didn't. But they didn't go to the cops. That's right. That's what I'm saying. So, all right, let's cleanse that out of our mind for at least a little bit.
That's.
Let's go to comic book news.
That's fantastic, man. Oh.
One of the worst ideas ever done in the Spider-Man books was something called the Clone Saga. So Marvel's decided to do it again, but this time it will be done in the Miles Morales Spider-Man book.
I have the Maximum Clonage books.
Yep.
The number ones. The foil covers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gave us two good characters. I liked Kane, Scarlet Spider, and Ben Reilly, who was the Peter Parker clone. But, man, horribly done. It damn near killed the Spider-Man books for a long time. DC put out a couple of press releases. New Bat villains, new Bat allies, a thrilling overseas adventure for the Dark Knights begins with the launch of DC's Batman the Dark Knight on April 13th. A seasoned Bruce Wayne, a lifetime of broken bones but not a broken spirit, out of Wayne Manor and on a harrowing, action-packed European quest. This will be a 6-issue miniseries written by Tom Taylor, who's done the Deceased book, and drawn by Andy Kubert. So that will be coming out April 13th. And then they also released, now that Damian Wayne has severed his ties to both Batman and the Teen Titans, he'll be emerging from under their shadows to forge his own path. Joshua Williamson, who's been writing a lot of the Future State, Infinite Frontier, and Flash stuff, is going to write. And Gleb Melkinoff, who has been doing Batman Superman annual art, will be doing the ongoing. This is an ongoing series. Will start April 27th. Robin will feature new mysteries for Damian to explore, a new supporting cast, brand new characters, and lots of fights. So, all right, last thing for comic book news here. Speaking of Vince collecting things, he does not own this one. I'm pretty sure. The crown jewel of Batman comics, Vince. A vintage issue of Batman number one was bought for more than $2.2 million, breaking the record for the priciest Batman book ever sold. The high-grade 1940 issue, written by Bill Finger and drawn by Bob Kane, sold at Heritage Auctions, went for $2.2 million, including the buyer's premium fee. But Batman number one isn't the first comic to feature Batman. That's Detective Comics 27, which sold last year for $1.5 million. An issue did. Batman number one, however, does mark the debut of the Joker and Catwoman. So $2.2 million.
Sure, I got that laying around.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's right over there. All right, your recommendations for books that came out this week. King and Black Thunderbolts, 1 of 3. King and Black Gwenom versus Carnage, 1 of 3. Immortal Hulk, issue 42, and a whole bunch of Future State books. Teen Titans, Robin Eternal, Kara Zor-El Superwoman, Dark Detective, Green Lantern, Justice League, and Wonder Woman. Those are all issue 1 of 2. So that's the DC reboot. So, all right.
Yeah.
Let's go to wrestling news this week. Impact Wrestling announced their new, starting last night with the Hard to Kill pay-per-view, their new broadcast team will be... Ooh, my screen just went dark.
Well, that's good.
All right, we're back. Your new announced team will be Matt Stryker on play-by-play, and D'Lo Brown will be your new color commentator. Josh Matthews, the former announcer, has been promoted to senior producer for weekly TV show and all pay-per-views. He signed a new multi-year contract with the company. His wife, Madison Rain, announced last night she is retiring. We told you that a couple weeks ago was going to happen. So, good for them. WWE Champion Drew McIntyre. Announced he has the Rona, kids, but he did accept old Bill Goldberg's challenge for the Royal Rumble. So,
oh, he's got a cold?
He's got a cold.
Oh.
Yeah. Major League Wrestling announced that they're coming up on the 20th. They're going to broadcast a World Championship match on their Fusion series, or their weekly show Fusion. It will be heavyweight champion Jacob Fatu against ACH. Stone Cold Steve Austin announced he will appear on the season premiere of Vice's Dark Side of the Ring. This apparently they're leading off with the life and death of Brian Pillman will be that episode. I am interested in that. So
who the hell's that?
There's not enough time to explain this to you.
10-4.
Okay. Late last night, WWE announced the next three WrestleManias. This year's will be two nights in Tampa Bay. Next year it will be held in Dallas, and the year after, WrestleMania goes back to Hollywood.
Oh, where they can eat people.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. All right, that was it for wrestling news. Vince, do you have anything for video games?
I do. Star Wars Battlefront 2 runs into errors on PC after a huge spike in players. EA says an incredible number of people have joined the Battlefront community after the free promotion started. Let's see. EA's Star Wars Battlefront 2 is the latest free game on the Epic Game Store. The game's release has proven to be extremely popular, it seems, as EA has needed to introduce additional server capacity to accommodate the huge influx of players. I will save you the time. It's a shitty fucking game.
You have to breathe.
I don't know why you would want to play that game.
Battlefront 2?
Yeah. I wish they'd make it like the old ones where the whole map, you could just jump in planes and shit, or, you know, X-Wings and...
Right.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Fortnite added the Predator.
Like the actual Predator?
They like the actual Predator. You can find this pod in Stealthy Stronghold. I went and found it yesterday, or the other day. Yeah, I'm addicted to that game now. I'm sorry.
Vince is 12, for anybody that don't know.
I am a 12-year-old little boy.
That's sexist. See. How dare you?
Hey, I can be whoever I want to be, motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's right. You see what I'm saying?
I don't care.
Nintendo Switch accounted for nearly all consoles sold in Japan last year. Yeah, it's just that good. I mean, it's a fun little console.
That's what people want.
Japanese,
they want little fun things. Japanese people like little fun things.
Yeah.
That's how we got Pokemon.
I like Asian. I love eating Asian.
I'm not eat that, sir. That's bait.
You gotta,
that's a trap.
You're hungry 2 hours later, but
just like, call me Army Hammer. On the Capitol. That shit's a trap.
Oh shit. Huge, we'll talk about that later. Huge Fallout New Vegas, the Frontier PC mod now live. Fallout New Vegas's latest the Frontier mod adds new weapons, quests, and more. After toiling in development for over 7 years, the self-proclaimed largest mod ever released for Fallout New Vegas is now live on PC and adds a bevy of new content. Titled The Frontier, the community-created mod brings over 150 new weapons, 3 main quest lines, and additional game mechanics such as driving. All set against the snowy backdrop of Portland, Oregon ruins. The mod and all its content is available for free for everyone who owns the base Fallout New Vegas and its DLC. That's awesome. I might have to reinstall New Vegas, but it sounds like they're trying to copy Wasteland 3, but hey, that's just me.
No.
The mod, I haven't seen any news about this, the mod for Fallout 4 that puts it in Miami.
Really?
Yeah, that looks great. I can't wait for it to come out. The CEO of Cyberpunk came out and apologized last week.
Again?
Cyberpunk 2077 studio co-founder releases a personal explanation of what happened. And it was like Swedish or something.
Bjergenbergen.
That's, yeah, he just came out and said,
yeah.
That's what he said. And everyone laughed and said, okay, it's okay.
Now I know why we don't have Swedish listeners.
That's all right. Facebook. This is the last story. Facebook suspends Fallout 76's Free States Militia RP group. Again. A group of Fallout 76 role players have once again found themselves suspended from Facebook. Members of the Free States Militia logged on a few days ago to find messages that read, "You cannot comment until February 7th. You have posted things that don't follow our community standards." They're talking about in-game shit.
Yeah.
Not real life.
Right. But and because Facebook has freaked out. Yeah, he freaked out and banned them. Yeah.
Isn't that good?
There'll be a lot of that happening.
You wonder why people are pissed. Why are so many people so mad?
Yeah.
Can't imagine.
Not really surprised.
I'm not. Yeah. Why? I told you, don't be surprised. When shit starts going south, don't be surprised. You knew it was coming.
Yeah.
You knew.
Well, that's just how it's going to have to be.
Yeah, I get it.
You can't say anything.
Right. Feels good, doesn't it? First Amendment. What the fuck? That's all I got, baby.
The only thing I have is, I guess this is kind of big news. Lucasfilm's Games is back. Did you see this?
No, they got to remake Grim Fandango.
Ooh, don't tease me. I like that game. EA has lost the Star Wars exclusive license.
All right. Yeah, I didn't see that.
Lucasfilm's game is back. We've been working quietly behind the scenes for a while now, waiting for this moment. Riley is referring to a new direction and era for Star Wars and Lucasfilm gaming overall, as Lucasfilm Games is now opening the doors to developers that want to come play in a galaxy far, far away.
You remember Super Return of the Jedi for the SNES?
Yes.
That game was so hard.
I also remember Terrakazi, which was ridiculously hard.
Oh my god.
Yeah. But yeah, now people besides EA can start making Star Wars games, so...
Yeah, actually, Lucas fucking games.
Yeah, the people that know it.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's like a Star Wars Skyrim kind of sandbox kind of... Oh my god, oh my.
The Bounty Hunter game, what was it, 1313 or level 13 or some shit like that?
I think.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Oh my.
All right, let's go to music news this week. Singer Tommy Vexed is no longer a member of the band Bad Wolves. The band confirmed the news in an official statement on their social media. According to the statement, the band will carry on without him, and they have album planned for release later this year. The four of us plan to continue making music and a new album planned for later this year. Tommy has been a big part of Bad Wolves. We're grateful for his contributions. Not much else to report at this time. Thank you to the fans, blah, blah, blah. Vex did respond on Instagram saying basically it was his call to leave the group and it was due to political differences. He said he does love the guys, don't go after the guys in the band. He's been working on a double album of cover songs during the quarantine, hopes to release them sometime in the next few months. He has been outspoken about freedom and censorship lately, and my guess is this is what's led to the split. Lost your job because of political beliefs. Get ready for a lot of that coming up here in the next few months, kids.
People who believe in the Constitution and what it stands for are getting freedom.
Yeah, that thing.
Freedom is getting trampled. That's nice.
Yeah, like rocker Ariel Pink has been dropped from his record label Mexican Summer after he tweeted about attending the rally in Washington, D.C. on the 6th. Due to recent events, Mexican Summer and its staff have decided to end our working relationship with Ariel Pink moving forward. Pink noted that there's people were going on his Instagram going, "There's photo and video saying you were there." He's like, "Yes, I attended the rally and then went back to my hotel room and had a nap." But they don't care. He was there. He's evil. You lost your job. you lost your record label dropped you. So
all these protests over the summer is that fucking beat people, killed people,
right,
set shit on fire.
That's cool.
Fuck, you haven't even had senators saying, "Ah, go do it. We deserve to do it. Go out and do it."
I don't know why there's not uprisings all over the country. That quote point? Is Nancy Pelosi, by the way, kids.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Skeletor.
I know. Yeah. But now those evil white people.
Oh, now the shoe's on the other foot. Uh-oh. Yeah, dang, exactly. Now for the weirdest story of the week. We thought the Army Hammer is a cannibal is bad. Welcome to rapper Azealia Banks. On Instagram Live, the 29-year-old live streamed a video of her. If you're squeamish, this is bad. Digging up the bones of her dead cat before boiling the bones in a pot. She's known for being controversial, raging from transphobic rants to performing animal sacrifices. In her new video, which has been seen and reposted by others, it's captioned "Lucifer, 2009 to 2020, my dear kitty." She really did have a cat named Lucifer, mentioning him in an interview in 2011. There's no evidence she mistreated the cat while it was alive, but in 2016, she did post a video of her cleaning up her closet after years of sacrificing live chickens. People are understandably disgusted by her cooking her live pet, but it looks like she was trying to get the meat off the bones so she can have the skeleton to do occult rituals. She's still not banned by Facebook, who owns Instagram, by the way, for boiling a dead animal live streaming.
Where's PETA?
That's a good question.
Where's Sarah McLachlan at?
Where is the the Dawson's Creek chick make everybody cry during the animal commercials? Where are you, crickets? You hear that? Nothing.
In the arms of the angels.
But Chris Pratt wants to go hunt and put actual food on his table for his family. He's evil. This satanic bitch digs up a dead cat, boils the bones so she can do rituals. I don't see a problem with it.
Right. No, she can stay on. It's their culture.
It's their culture.
It's okay. Oy vey.
Yeah, just... I would like to get off this ride, sir.
I'm ready for the UFO thing.
Yeah, I'm ready for...
Do you got that UFO story later?
No, I don't.
The CIA apparently dumped... a massive amount of disclosure shit.
Yeah, dig that up while we're on break. But first, we're going to go true false here.
No. Yeah, what was last week?
Congrats to Ronnie again.
Ronnie!
For picking last week's fake story out of everyone that got it right. You were chosen at random. Actually, you were the only one. So you win nothing.
Good job, buddy.
The actual fake story was California making a law saying you have to wear a mask during sex.
Oh, shit, I thought that was the real one.
The Pizza Hut selling just the ring of stuffed crust? Oddly true. Everybody guessed that one, but except Ronnie. So, congratulations, Ronnie.
Shit, I thought that was the real one.
What, the sex mask?
Yeah.
No, that one's fake.
I can't tell anymore.
I know. But let's try this week's story, shall we? Story number one. Chick-fil-A's Polynesian sauce packets are exploding. I've even had times when working and stocking the poly sauce, I found it randomly exploded in boxes. I guess that's just how it is, an alleged Chick-fil-A employee shared online. Is that story true? Story two. The government in Quebec, Canada will allow homeless people to be out after curfew without getting a ticket that otherwise normal people would receive. Is that true?
I mean, that kind of does make sense. They are homeless and out on the street.
Story number three. The Chinese military is now equipping soldiers stationed in Tibet with newly developed helmets embedded with a self-destruct button.
Oh, it's like that movie, Wedlocked.
At a battalion or brigade level commander center, a commander monitors the soldier who is far away by using navigation system. The commander can activate the self-destruct function of the soldier's helmet if he can't get in contact with him, or the soldier can do it himself if he is about to be captured.
Jesus Christ.
So which is true? Chick-fil-A Polynesian, or which is false? My fault. Which is false? Chick-fil-A's Polynesian sauce packets just randomly exploding? Homeless don't get a ticket out after curfew in Quebec? Or Chinese self-destruct soldiers? Which is false? I will put the guessing thread up after I post the show this week. Good luck. And with that, we will take a break, plug our friends, and when we come back, Vince will be very happy because we will fan cast Alpha Flight.
What's up, everybody? This is Handsome Dan Lopez, the smartest man not in professional wrestling, and I am the host of Handsome Dan's Final Say, the show that is guaranteed to raise your wrestling IQ. We premiere new episodes on Tuesdays on WLWstudios.com, as well as the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. When will the next episode debut? Stay tuned to my Twitter feed at Dan's Final Say or the Facebook page, facebook.com/Dan's Final Say, to make sure that you don't miss a single episode. Raise your wrestling IQ.
Hey, this is Mike from The Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or The Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the Impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on RantEMRadio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
For over 8 years and 450 episodes, The Shining Wizards has brought the wrestling fans the greatest guests, the most insightful discussions, and lots of laughs in talking about the world of professional wrestling. The show airs live every Monday night at 7 p.m. East on RantEMRadio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app, and of course is available on all podcast platforms. To check us out, go over to ShiningWizards.com and get ready to join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. No top 10 this week. Instead, we do Vince's casting of Alpha Flight.
Now, why do you put that on me?
Because you love Canadians. Am I wrong?
You know what? We finished the Corner Gas cartoon series.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it's on, is it on Prime? I think it's on Prime.
Mm.
I love Corner Gas.
I know.
It's a good show.
And Vince said he actually did his casting seriously this week.
Yeah, I was serious about this. This is serious shit. And right. I added Guardian, so, you know.
Yeah, when I posted in the Facebook group, I forgot Guardian. The leader of the group, that's on me. Your character list here: Northstar, Snowbird, Shaman, Puck, Vindicator, Marina, Aurora, Sasquatch, Guardian, and our villain is the Wendigo.
I'll have to remember to switch that at the end. I put Guardian at the end. That's all right.
Oh, okay. Then start us off with your Northstar.
Matt Bomer.
Oh, that's a good pick.
I thought about the guy from Prison Break.
Oh, yeah. Guy played Captain Cold in Legends.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't think of his name right now.
I can't think of it either, but Matt Bomer.
Wentworth Miller.
Yeah, that's it. Matt Bomer's got the hair. He looks like Northstar.
Yeah. I like that pick. I went Carl Urban.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted my gay representation.
I forgot he was gay.
Yeah, so there's got to be that.
Yeah,
they got to make the movie now, motherfucker. They have to have the gay representation.
Yep, that's right. All right, Snowbird.
January Jones.
Ah, That's a good pick. I like that pick. I went Katie Sackhoff.
You and goddamn Katie Sackhoff.
Yep.
What is with you and Kate? You it and goes, Brad. Oh, I just don't get it.
It's the Jew. I don't know.
You and the fucking bear Jew.
It goes all the way back to Battlestar. That's just. All right. Next character is Shaman, and I think we might have the same person.
Michael Spears.
Okay, we don't have the same person.
Yeah, this guy is fucking built. He's huge.
I went Adam Beach.
Oh, that's good, too.
Mm-hmm. He was in Suicide Squad. He was the rope guy, Slipknot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the native.
Yeah.
We're checking boxes off on this fucking list.
We are.
Make this list.
Yeah.
Make this movie.
All right, now we get to Vince's favorite character, other than North Star, because he likes the gays. Puck.
Peter Dinklage.
Yep, that's, yeah.
I didn't know.
I was going to goof and say Danny DeVito. Which you know would be hilarious.
Yeah, it's good.
But it's got to be Dinklage.
Look, we got the gay. We got the Native American. We got the dwarf.
Midget. Yeah.
Make this movie.
All right. Vindicator.
You know, honestly, now hold on. I'm surprised they haven't made this movie yet.
I know. Yeah.
It checks all the boxes. All right. Vindicator.
Yep.
Katie Leclerc.
Okay, you went with the second version of Vindicator. Because there's been a male and a female version of the character.
Right, but she was married to Guardian.
Yes. After her, was it her brother, the original Vindicator, passed?
Yes.
I think, yeah, that sounds right. Okay, so I went with the original Vindicator, the brother.
Okay.
Jared Kiso from Letterkenny, Wayne.
Oh, god damn, that's so good. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yay, Letterkenny.
Oh, my God. Give your balls a tug.
That's right. All right. Marina.
Taylor Momsen.
I can see that.
Because she's little.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't take the little part into.
Yeah.
Because I went Tio Horn.
Who's that?
Tannis from Letterkenny.
Oh, fuck.
She is actually Native American or Native Canadian. I forget what they call it up there. First Nations?
First Nation.
Yeah, she's legit First Nations. So, yeah.
Man. Or his sister would have been good at that, too, because she's tiny.
All right. Aurora.
Alexander Daddario.
Just because you... What's your deal with Alexandria Daddario? Yeah, see.
Whatever.
I can do that with, you can do that with Katie Sackhoff on me. I can do that with Daddario.
You know what? Look, you look at Aurora in the comic and look at Alexander Daddario.
It's a good fit. That's for sure.
Mm.
I went with Michelle Millett. Vince has already said it's Katie from Letterkenny.
Oh, okay. That's where you did Katie. I would have had Katie as Marina.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. So is this the Letterkenny? Is this it?
Mine pretty. I'm done with Letterkenny by now. Okay. It was just those three. So, all right, Sasquatch.
The Big Show.
Ooh.
Put him in makeup, CG, whatever. That's him.
That's good. See, I went. My Sasquatch is going to be CG, and I was going to have. I lost his name. Hellboy. Not Abe Sapien. Doug Jones. Is going to do the mocap.
Yeah.
And then the voice was going to be Keith David. Just because he's smart and he could do the same voice he did for Goliath on Gargoyles.
Oh, that's good.
That voice coming out of a CG Sasquatch would be awesome.
You need to calm down.
Way too happy.
This shit writes itself.
It really does. All right. Let's do Guardian, the character I forgot to add in the Facebook thing.
Alex O'Loughlin.
Okay.
McGarrett from the new 5-0. McGarrett
from 5-0. Right. That's a good pick. I went with Alexander Ludwig. I played Bjorn on Vikings. Just has that look of a leader. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Time for our villain, the Wendigo.
Jared Padalecki.
Ooh.
He's big. That, honest to God, the guy's like 6'5 or something.
He is huge, yeah. That's a good pick.
Yeah, do that.
Well, since this is set in Canada, I wanted somebody who's kind of got that First Nations type look. And I know he plays Aquaman right now, but Jason Momoa can be the native that gets possessed, becomes the Wendigo.
I don't hate that.
Nah. So those are our choices. Let's go to listener picks. And man, Deontay and Choppy came out with some really good ones. Deontay's North Star is Tony Jaa. He has Nicole Kidman as Snowbird. Adam Beach is Shaman. Dinklage is Puck.
Right.
Matthew Fox is Vindicator.
Oh, that's good too.
Zoe Kravitz is Marina. Marina Baccarin as Aurora. Mark Strong is Sasquatch. And Momoa is Wendigo. Choppy came out with Jensen Ackles as Vindicator. Dinklage is Puck. Kristen Keurig is Aurora. Taylor Kitsch is North Star. Adam Beach is Shaman. Ron Perlman is Sasquatch.
That's good.
And Amanda Seyfried is Snowbird.
Yeah.
Those are all really good, strong-ass picks. So
make this movie.
Make this movie. It's time that Canada gets representation. Something, something represented.
Well, I mean, and like I said, that's the worst part about it. We're checking off boxes at this point.
Yeah.
You could make this movie and appeal to fucking everybody. It's got everything.
Yep. Vince, this just came across the wire. Thank you to Elizabeth. We are still tied 0-0, but record producer and convicted murderer Phil Spector just passed away at 81.
What the fuck, dude?
Foot to fook.
What is our fucking problem?
I don't know if we're going to get any this year, to be honest with you.
That's what we get.
Yeah. Thank you to Elizabeth for posting that in our Facebook group. All right, let's get to listener questions. Roboto starts us off with, like, the pineapple and pizza argument. What other food debates have you seen or believe in?
I've seen the butter on Pop-Tart. When you put a Pop-Tart in a toaster, right?
Right.
It comes out, it's hot. Most normal people put butter on the Pop-Tarts. Apparently, a couple years ago, there was this whole thing about putting butter on a Pop-Tart. Like, nobody's ever heard of that. It must be a regional thing.
It must be. He goes, what are your thoughts on these? How a steak is cooked and what goes on or with it? Here's how you cook a steak. You let it set for 10-15 minutes till room temperature. Salt and pepper heavily. Grill at 400, 4 minutes total. Flip each minute to get the good grill marks. Let it set for 2 minutes, then you eat.
Do you ever pan sear it?
Yeah, occasionally.
I heard it's good like that, too.
Yeah. What goes with the steak? A baked potato. With butter and sour cream.
I mean, you could put A1 on it.
I mean, you could. You could do that. You could do, what is it, Heinz 57?
Yeah, I'm not. I like steak.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Is ketchup on hot dogs an insult?
No.
Nope, it's delicious. What is the best regional barbecue?
I don't know. I've never traveled enough to fucking pick which barbecue I want.
I haven't really. I mean, I've had barbecue from different that says this is Memphis style. You know, this is. I really like. What is it like? Kansas City Burnt Ends.
I like it smoked.
Texas brisket.
Yeah, just a rub and smoked.
Yeah. Alabama has that white barbecue sauce that I really want to try, but I haven't yet.
You know what? There's not a cut of meat that I'm not.
That's about true. So
I'm happy with just about anything you throw at me. Well, yeah. Onion and liver and onions.
There you go. Now we're talking.
Holy fuck.
Mmm. Damn, now I want liver and onions. That's good shit. Damn. All right. His last one here is a hot dog, a sandwich.
No.
Okay, what's your reasoning?
Because a sandwich is slices of cold cuts. A hot dog is cooked and it's in a tube, so it's more like a sausage.
Okay, I agree.
And a brat is not a sausage, is it?
A bratwurst is a sausage.
I mean, it's not a sandwich.
Right. If the meat is in tube form, it is not a sandwich. Right. Plus, a hot dog bun is one piece, where a sandwich would be in two pieces of bread.
Yeah, sandwich. Sandwich bread. Not, yes. You know, a sandwich bun.
Right. So, no, a hot dog is not a sandwich. Yeah. All right. Next question here comes from Handsome Dan. C-3PO and R2-D2 or Bob and Vincent from the Black Hole, Disney's Black Hole movie.
I like R2.
Yeah.
And C-3PO.
Yeah, I gotta go with R2. I'm give or take on 3PO, but R2's the man, so. Plus he was a midget. So. Yeah.
Kenny Baker.
Yep. Mr. Neil would like to know, is Juan coming back? Yeah.
I don't know.
Chris would like to know, and he wrote out a very long thing here. For about 12 hours, this group, a huge crowd really, of Black Lives Matter, Antifa, social justice warriors, and soy weasels, were spitting on me, throwing things at me, setting me on fire, stealing shit out of my pockets, and stabbing me with knives, beating me with clubs. The entire marathon, I was shouting offers to discuss our differences, reach some kind of compromise, you know? Then in the offset of the 13th hour, while they were firing up the chainsaws to finish me off, word came down from Congress that they had every right to be doing this and that they should continue until I was dead. So I jumped to my feet to protest the decision. In the process, my elbow must have caught one of the soy boys in the face and bloodied his nose. Immediately, the crowd went silent as the governors clutched their pearls, saying, "Did you see that? He just got violent. He's a terrorist. Kill him." So my question is, I'm definitely in the wrong here, correct?
That summed it up better than anybody I've ever heard.
Very nicely done, Chris.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
Yeah. All right. Mr. Neil, next question. And it is for you, Vince. Does Vince get any sort of joy from fingering his butthole when he digs in there while wiping? He made it sound like he really enjoys it. Does he look forward to it? Is that his favorite part of a shit?
It's not, because I tell you what, we bought toilet paper not too long ago from it was on sale or whatever. And we got it. They bought it through Sam's Club or wherever. And it's the worst toilet paper. I finger my ass more with this fucking toilet paper. It goes right through the paper. It's awful. It's truly so. No, when I'm trying to be
hygienic,
I'm trying. That's all I want. It's
clean.
I want clean, but I want. I'm at the end of the rope here. Okay, I just want toilet paper that doesn't
instant shred when you look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just gonna set up a garden hose in your toilet. That way, when you're done, just crank the hose and just
if I'm being dopey about it, I'm trying to look at the fucking brighter side of things.
Yeah.
Fuck.
All right. Next question comes from Tony. When and why did the word Oriental become a slur? Misa, no. I don't know.
You make a funny cowboy?
You a ping a pong a paddle?
You bring a most of dishonor to the family.
I don't know. Well, Oriental became a slur. But then again, I don't know, they change the meaning of words all the time to where, well, that one's evil now, you know, like straight. Yeah. Apparently that's an evil word.
Is it?
Probably, because you shouldn't be straight. You should be open to everything. Well, the board's straight. There's a slope on the bridge. I mean, come on now. There's a slope on the bridge.
I can definitely see that slope.
Yeah. Tony's next question. So let me get this straight. People have no problem banning Trump from conducting business, yet a bakery catches ton of shit and nearly loses its business for refusing to selling a cake to a gay couple. Am I alone in seeing the hypocrisy here? But wasn't the left tolerant?
Oh no, it's a mountain of hypocrisy now.
Yeah.
It's so good. You can't escape it now. Everyone sees it. Everybody sees it.
It's so blatant. And to ignore it makes you willfully a part of it. If you don't look at it and go, okay, it's not right that everybody wants equality till everybody's treated equal. So if you can't do this shit, then neither can this. They're evil. They don't think the way they're supposed to think. So yeah. Yeah. The hypocrisy is strong. Vince's next question is for you from Tony. Ever taste your own jizz? And if you did, was it on accident?
No.
Nope.
No.
All right. Moving on. Next question. Handsome Dan. Do English people call anything fries? If not, why don't they just get with the program already and start calling French fries instead of chips? English, French, English, no get along.
Something. They call Stephen Fry.
That's true.
There's a slope on the bridge.
Apparently, the English and French from... what little history I know, they don't get along.
Jellied eels.
Blood pudding.
Oh, my.
All right. Next question comes in from Twitter. So I saw in the New York Times that the riot at the Capitol actually started before Trump ended his speech. If that is so, how can they get him for incitement if he wasn't even done talking?
That's wonderful. That's like having the judges actually look at the evidence.
Yeah.
Of election fraud, which they're arresting people for election fraud now.
Yes, but saying there's no election fraud.
Isn't that funny?
It's just hilarious to me.
Isn't that funny? It's I was looking at that the other day. They arrested that lady in Arizona for election fraud.
Yeah.
The last 2 months, everyone has gotten in our shit. There was no election fraud. Now they're arresting people for it.
Right. Well, now it's been certified. It don't matter. So, yeah.
I mean, it's like, what?
Yeah, that's apparently the actual, quote, riot breaking into the Capitol started 20 minutes before Trump ended his speech. So I don't really how you can get incitement when he wasn't even done with his speech, which there was no incitement in the speech because he said protest peacefully
and the people
and patriotically.
The people that they have arrested have ties to Antifa and BLM.
Yep.
Isn't that funny?
Mm. All right, last question this week came in from Twitter. I saw some stats and don't know if they're true, but as far as you two know, is there going to be more troops in Washington for the installing of Chairman Who Shit My Pants than there are in Afghanistan? I did look this up, and as of right now, there's 26,000 troops for D.C. right now, and that is more... That number is higher than troops we currently have in Afghanistan.
Yeah, yes. This wasn't an election, folks. This was a hostile takeover.
Yep. Some may call it a coup.
That's
Yeah, literally more troops in D.C. than there are in Afghanistan right now.
So, our listeners all over the world, you wonder why everyone's pissed off right at the moment.
Yeah.
The media lies to us. Everybody lies to us. The double standard from the senators and the congresspeople saying, oh, no, go out and burn shit down. That's your right. And somebody breaks some glass and turns it into Waco 2.0 or fucking Ruby Ridge 2.0, and now it's our fault.
Mm-hmm.
Anything right of Mao is getting the treatment, as it were.
Pretty much. All right. Let's do the COVID deal here. Mm-hmm. Next segment. All these things have tested positive for COVID. Pawpaws, kiwi, ice cream, goats, Coca-Cola, And now at a safari park in San Diego, gorillas have tested positive for COVID. The so-called fact checkers told us that this couldn't possibly be true. Vaccine passports. That's just a, you know, tinfoil hat conspiracy. According to Reuters here, this is in the UK, we have no plans to introduce immunity passports following the vaccination program. But yet now the truth is coming out. The conspiracy theorists were right all along. We told you about the part before the government was ready to announce it. According to the Telegraph in the UK, vaccine passports are to be trialed by the thousands of Britons. Told you.
David Icke.
Yep. Are you ready for your kids to get the COVID vaccine? If you live in Southern California, you may have to. Well, that's what the article says. I'll leave you to think for yourself. Kids in the LA Unified School District will be forced to take the COVID vaccine before returning to the classroom, the superintendent said on Monday. Once the series of shots is available to youngsters, they'll be necessarily needed if they want to partake in the age-old tradition of in-person instruction.
Public schools across California just shut down magically.
Yep. Stefan Bancel, this is the CEO of Moderna, the other maker of the COVID vaccine other than Pfizer, said on Wednesday that COVID-19 will be around, quote, forever.
No. Of course, shocking, I got to make money.
Yeah. Public health officials and other infectious disease experts have said there is a high likelihood that COVID will become an endemic disease, making it present at all times. SARS-CoV-2 is not going away, said during a panel discussion at JP Morgan Healthcare Conference. So, yeah. Healthcare workers, first responders, and the elderly are all in line to get the initial doses of the corona shot first, but Charles Barkley offered a different ideal on Thursday. He said during the NBA on TNT broadcast that pro athletes should get the first round of vaccine. He said, I think they should let NBA players and coaches all get the vaccine. That's just my personal opinion. We need 300 million shots. Give some thousand NBA players, NFL players, hockey players, as much taxes as these players pay. Let me repeat that. As much taxes as these players pay, they deserve preferential treatment. You can have my shot. How about that?
I'm not getting it.
Yep, not getting it. No.
I'm not getting it.
Citing post-vaccination deaths, Norway now says the ill or frail people should not get the COVID vaccine. Norway is reporting 26 deaths out of 25,000 shots. That's 1 in 1,000 die. Saying the side effects from the mRNA vaccines have led to deaths.
What's the rate?
1 in 1,000 so far.
1 in 1,000. What's the death rate for COVID?
99.96 or 5 last I saw.
The math.
Is the math.
The math ain't so good. I mean, is it 1 in 10,000 that die from COVID?
If even that, yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what's worse. Getting...
Well, we don't know actual COVID numbers. Are you talking COVID with other medical complications? Are you talking?
Shit, you're right.
A gunshot wound that magically is called COVID, or you know, guy falls off a ladder. Yep, COVID. I mean, God
damn.
Yeah, but literally, out of 25,000 people in Norway that have gotten the vaccine, 26 have died.
Nope, save it.
So
I'm not getting that goddamn vaccine.
Nope. Speaking of your vaccination passport thing that everybody said was a conspiracy theory, and now a coalition of tech and health organizations, including Oracle, the Mayo Clinic, and get this, kids, Microsoft, is working to develop a digital COVID vaccination passport that would allow businesses, airlines, and governments to check if you have got your shot. It's coming.
The sign of the beast or the mark of the beast.
Mm-hmm. Biden plans to use FEMA and National Guard to build corona vaccine clinics across the country. According to new details of his COVID vaccination plan released by his transition team on Friday. FEMA and the National Guard, huh? Not like I ain't been saying that for how many years we've been doing the show now?
I'm leaving the country, I think.
I mean, when we were literally used to do the show a block away from where a FEMA camp would be. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's still designated FEMA camp, by the way.
Yeah, I figured it was. Last thing for the COVID stuff here. Let's go to Deutschland, Germany, shall we? Germany is set to put COVID dissidents failed to properly follow the rules in what is being described as a detention camp located in Dresden.
Wow.
Yes, really. In order to try to increase compliance, violators are told that if they receive both a warning and then a fine, a court will decide whether they should be punished with a stint in the camp. We don't assume there will be very many, but in the event that a court decides that way, there will be a facility to accommodate them, spokesman said. Camps for dissidents in Germany. What could possibly go wrong?
It's a brave new world.
Somebody sing Hava Nagila.
So, oh. Yeah.
All right, let's go to Did You See the Stories this week? And we're back to Chairman Who Shit My Pants, Joe Biden. He's going to reverse a host of Trump policies on day one, including the Muslim travel ban. And he is going to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord. And will head to the UK on his first overseas trip.
Good. How much money is he going to give everybody?
I don't know if the UK is right. That might actually be Ukraine. But yeah. Yeah, everybody's going to get their $1,600 to go with their $400, $1,400 to go with your $1,600, so you get your $2,000, and you're going to be happy because he told you to. Yeah. Next thing here, ARF.com, aka AR15.com, was kicked off their web hosting this week by GoDaddy, who just so happens to be owned by Amazon. No reason was given as of press time of this article. And from everything I've seen so far, they're on a new web hosting service, and they're back up. But GoDaddy and Amazon gave them no reason why their web hosting was taken away.
You're taking away everybody's bread and circuses. I said this last week. This is going to end badly. I don't know why they did what they did. Yeah, no shit, motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's not going to be good. All right. Representative Cori Bush and Senator Joe Manchin want to use the 14th Amendment, Section 3, to kick members of Congress like Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley out after they objected to the certification of the Electoral College on January 6th. They're trying to do this to everybody that objected to certification. They want to kick them out of Congress now.
Do they want civil war?
They think they do.
I don't think they do.
I don't either. I know what it's going to happen. I know what's going to happen.
Yes, instant balkanization of the fucking states.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have regions.
Yep.
Yeah, I know exactly what's going to happen. Fuck.
During an appearance on Hannity on Friday, Representative Matt Gaetz from Florida warned that the incoming Biden administration is positioning itself to use national security as a tool against political opponents. He said that he and several of his House colleagues were being targeted for the positions they had on election integrity. We should take note of the language that the left is using: chemical warfare, insurrection, domestic terrorism. That is not by accident. They are exquisite authorities in our national laws that allow our government to do things to terrorists that they would have never do to against our own people.
But if so, you labeled that,
then they can do that to you. Yes.
And like I said, it's anything. It's everybody right of Mal.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, libertarians, you guys are fucked.
They're going to go after the president and his allies, and they're going to use the national security authorities that you should never use against our fellow Americans. Yeah, that's what's coming.
And there is only a percentage of people that actually voted for Trump for the first time around that really, really, really wanted him.
Right.
It was a lesser of two evils.
Yeah.
For most people like me, it was a lesser of two evils. But he did do a good job. GDP, like I said, growth, he got rid of NAFTA. And if you're from around where I live, NAFTA fucked a lot of people. It turned huge cities into ghost towns.
Right.
Delco Remy.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking
Guide Lamp. Yeah.
It. That was big business around here. Now it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the old Ford plant, it's a big fucking parking lot.
Yeah.
No, I'm not kidding. It's fucking
scary.
It's a, scary.
Big, parking
it's
lot,
a
yeah.
big parking lot. It's a fucking 20-acre yeah. parking lot.
Yeah.
But no, Orange Man bad. That's
yeah. Facebook has censored a video of Cardinal Juan Sandoval Yanez, Archbishop Emeritus of Guadalajara, for suggesting that globalist leaders are exploiting the corona pandemic to bring about a new world order. In place of the Cardinal's weekly video, Facebook exhibited a grayed-out screenshot emblazoned with the banner, "False Information." Underneath, Facebook added, "This publication repeats information about COVID-19 that independent fact-checkers deemed false." Now they're going after your religious leaders. Told you. Now we go to San Diego. County Board of Supervisors Tuesday unanimously voted in favor of a resolution that now declares racism a public health crisis. Basically, what that means is now they can do things illegally to, quote, stem systemic racism that breaks the law. Because it's a, quote, public health crisis, the laws are suspended. That's why all your governors have been fucking around doing these anti-unconstitutional stuff. They thought they could do it because, well, we're in a crisis. If it's a declared crisis, certain laws get pushed aside.
So they're going to get the guy who kicked that old lady in the face while she was planting flowers?
That's a good question. Probably
that sounds
not.
Like a race-motivated crime.
Yeah. PBS announced on Tuesday that a man making incendiary comments in a Project Veritas sting video, identified by Veritas as Michael Beller, no longer works for the publicly funded company and did not speak on behalf of our organization. On Tuesday morning, Project Veritas published the video where a man identified as Michael Beller, principal counsel at PBS, shared inflammatory remarks to an undercover journalist, including fantasies about putting Republican voters' kids in re-education camps, called most Americans fucking dumb in comparison to the educated people in Washington, D.C., celebrated a spike in red state corona cases. PBS responded to Project Veritas on Twitter, distancing itself from the event individual in the video. The company's communication account tweeted, "This employee no longer works for PBS. As a mid-level staff attorney, he did not speak on behalf of our organization, nor did he make any editorial decisions." The only problem with what they said is that he was not a mid-level staff attorney. He was their principal counsel, which means he was PBS's lead attorney. PBS markets itself as a nonpartisan and politically objective operation, which is an absolute flat-out lie.
You know, they didn't fire
him. They want to take your kids. We've been telling you this. He just said it out loud and got caught.
They didn't fire the guy because he's an asshole. They fired him because he got caught.
Right. That's absolutely true. Yeah, we want to take your kids to re-education camps because you voted wrong.
Keep your powder dry.
An analysis published by Deutsche Bank sharply criticizes the dishonest debate with the EU is selling its Green Deal to the people of Europe. The massive risks of the project for prosperity, the economic system, and democracy itself should not be concealed but should be addressed openly. Eric Heyman, a senior economist at Deutsche Bank Research, warns that Europe's Green Deal and its goal of climate neutrality by 2050 threatens a European mega crisis, leading to a noticeable loss of welfare and jobs. That's your jobs and money, kids. And he warns it won't work without, quote, a certain degree of eco-dictatorship, end quote. But Biden's going to put us right back in the Paris Climate Accords, which puts America right in that with you. Loss of welfare and jobs. That means you're not going to have any money. You're not going to have a job.
You'll have nothing and be happy.
You'll have nothing and be happy, which is the what Klaus Schwab said of the Great Reset. You'll have nothing and be happy. Okay. President Trump's impeachment trial won't be heard in the Senate until after he has already left office and Biden is chairman. That's according to Mitch McConnell.
Mitch McConnell?
Yeah. The House of Representatives on Wednesday passed an article, one article of impeachment, accusing Trump of inciting an insurrection during last week's protest. But the Senate is not due to reconvene until January 19th, the day before Biden's inauguration. Why you would try to impeach somebody after he's out of office leads to the question we had last week as to why, and it's simple. So he can't run again in 2024, and so he loses Secret Service detail so somebody could pop him. That's why.
Yeah, but he's loaded.
He better hire the right bodyguards.
Yeah, like Blackwater?
Yep.
Well, Mercs. Now we got Mercs.
Now we got Mercs.
That's...
Yep. We're officially, right now, we're Czechoslovakia.
Yeah.
Or no, we're Yugoslavia.
Yeah, we're Yugoslavia before it happened.
Yeah, we're right before Bosnia. So do your study, your history study on how life was pre-Bosnia, post-Bosnia. Because that's right where we're at right now.
And you got some boys out here who ain't going to stop.
Yeah.
They're going to pop until they drop.
Yep. A bill was introduced on the 11th in the House of Representatives and referred to the House Judiciary Committee. The resolution proposes a, quote, amendment to the Constitution of the United States to abolish the Electoral College and to provide for the direct election of President and Vice President of the United States. What this means for you and me? That would mean a handful of states... Take it back. A handful of counties in the United States would rule, and nothing that anybody else would want would matter. Not states, counties.
Yeah, L.A. and New York.
L.A., New York, Chicago. You win those, you're pretty much president. To hell with you other 49, 47 states. Yeah. Congresswoman Marjorie Greene announced that on January 21st, she is filing articles of impeachment against Joe Biden. Due to him and his family's financial ties and possible influence by Russia, Ukraine, and other nations.
They've got proof of it.
Yeah.
That's why I don't understand. How was he even able to run with the proof they had?
Because the media.
They didn't. I just...
When Twitter censored the Hunter Biden New York Post story, that should have opened up everybody's eyes to, okay, the fix is in, if you didn't know already. Votes don't matter. The fix is in. Get ready. So, yeah. Dateline Washington, D.C., the inauguration of Chairman Who Shit My Pants Biden and Vice President-elect the Ugandan giant Kamala Harris. We'll conclude with a star-studded primetime special. The Celebrating America program will be carried live on ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, and online on Wednesday, January 20th. The show will be hosted by actor Tom Hanks and will include performances by singers Demi Lovato, Justin Timberlake, Aunt Clemens, and Jon Bon Jovi. We'll also feature remarks from Biden and Harris. Timberlake said on Twitter he'd be performing a new song called Better Days with Clemens. Also, Lady Gaga will be singing the national anthem during the inauguration on the 20th. Yeah. Wasn't there a story a while back about Tom Hanks and wanting, and he flew to Greece and he's become a like dual citizenship of Greece. And yeah, but this should just show you Hollywood, the media, they're all in the tank. So. pretty much where we're at there.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah. Speaking of feels good, don't it? Vince, the ADL. You know them, the Anti-Defamation League.
Oh, I love those guys.
They went after social media platform Gab. They said that Gab helped organize the protest and riots on the 6th. Did you read what Gab responded?
They pretty much told him to fuck off, didn't they?
Yeah. Gab has had regular contact with U.S. federal law enforcement for years to ensure our platform is not used for unlawful purposes. Public safety is our top priority. The ADL should be calling for an investigation into Facebook where the protests were actually organized. Gab is great for a lot of things, but it's not a utility for organizing events. Facebook, on the other hand, has a dedicated events feature, and there were many event pages organizing the January 6th protest on their platform, and several massive Facebook groups as well. Facebook has billions of users. Up until last week, our site only had about 1.5 million, although that is rapidly growing now by the millions. Facebook is also home to Facebook Messenger, which, according to data, is by far the largest distributor of child porn on the internet. Funny how the ADL doesn't seem to care about that.
Wow.
That was Gab's response to the ADL. Good on ya. And everything that Gab said in that statement is absolutely true.
Right. Right. And then, and I heard they somebody got into the Tor thing.
Really?
Yeah, Tor is that encrypted internet dark
browser, darknet browser.
Right. And that for years they've been, you know, selling drugs, killing people, mm-hmm. you know, child porn, and they finally shut down some nodes because they were white supremacists on it.
You can find that, but you can't do the child porn.
Right.
The kid or the fucking, drugs or the murder. Yeah.
Right. The kid fucking and the drug dealing and all this shit was good, but the white people saying, yo, I think the election was rigged.
Yeah, shut that down. Yep.
That's.
Well, that leads to this next story here. In a secret recording from January 8th, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey admitted that the big tech company is exploring a long-term political censorship campaign to purge and ban users the company deems unacceptable. He says the focus is certainly on this account, meaning Donald Trump's account, and how it ties to real-world violence, but we also need to think much longer term about how these dynamics play out over time. Excuse me. I don't believe this is going away anytime soon. Now, this was another Project Veritas obtained and put out. Dorsey reportedly addressed his employees about the Silicon Valley giant's efforts to censor, ban, and deplatform certain users such as Trump and other conservatives. In the recording, Dorsey pledged to expand Twitter's purge in the days following Biden's inauguration. We know we are focused on one account right now, but this is going to be much bigger than just one account, and is going to go on for much longer than just this day. This week, the next few weeks, going beyond inauguration. Dorsey said, we have to expect that. We have to be ready for that. There you go.
Not 2 months ago, him and Zuckerberg.
Yep.
Echo. We're in front of Congress saying, oh, we don't.
We don't censor anybody. No. No, we don't. No, of course not. That's bad.
And now they're doing it. Why aren't they being arrested?
Yep.
Why? You're a publisher or whatever. You're not.
Yeah,
a publisher.
You're not a platform anymore. You're a publisher.
Right.
Yeah.
That they don't care. Absolutely. They're in their pockets. They're not going to break. They're breaking the law, but nobody cares.
Yeah. Parler CEO John Matzy has fled his home with his family, and they all gone into hiding after receiving death threats and invasive personal security breaches, according to a new filing from his lawyers in their suit against Amazon Web Hosting. So now not only will we get you kicked off the internet, we're going to come for you at your house. Next thing here, according to CNN's Don Lemon, if you voted for Trump, you are with the rioters and the Klan. Nice to lump everybody into a single group there, right? I mean, if we're with the Klan, if we could get to pick, I'm going to pick Wu-Tang, but, ooh. You know, yeah.
Oh, I almost said it.
Yeah.
I almost said it. Sort of God, I thought he was in it.
Nope.
Nope.
All right. Antifa supporter Daniel Allen Baker was arrested for plotting to murder Trump supporters and police on Inauguration Day. He trained in Syria in 2017 with the YPG, was featured on Vice, and in 2020 participated in the Chaz deal in Seattle. This is according to Department of Justice documents. He also posted links to CNN on his call to arms to kill Trump supporters and police officers on Inauguration Day. He wanted to stockpile AK-47s and build bombs in the Chaz thing in Seattle to start the revolution. Tallahassee WCTV had more on the arrest. Tallahassee resident Daniel Baker was arrested Friday. Federal law enforcement alleges he encouraged violence against protests expected to hold, or against protesters expected to hold demonstrations at the Capitol starting on Sunday. Baker, a former U.S. Army infantryman, took part in a number of last summer's protests against police brutality, according to the affidavit. The criminal complaint includes that Baker saying he received funding from George Soros and would be offering cash rewards for information on Trump supporters.
Damn.
They want to kill you. Yeah, they want you dead. What, I mean, literally, here he is saying, we want you dead. So, everything that we've been telling you on the show is coming to fruition, and I don't like it.
I want to be wrong at least once.
Yeah, well, apparently the only thing we're wrong on is Deadpool.
That ain't shit, man. Everybody's fucking died.
Next thing here came from Donkey Chompers, Vince's favorite AOC here. The federal government needs to fund the deprogramming of white supremacists and their the white supremacist conspiracy theorists and their children, she said on Friday night. How do you deprogram somebody? Oh, re-education camps. Straight commie.
Yeah, that's I don't think that's going to pass.
Oh, I think it will.
I think, you know what, if it does, it does, but around here, they're going to laugh at it.
I hope.
I hope so, too.
A couple more stories here, and we're out. Contrary to the mainstream media narrative, Jacob Blake, you remember, this is the guy that did the rape in Kenosha, and the cops went to get him, and he fought with the cops, and he got shot, and that led all to the Kenosha riots, and then St. Kyle had to come in and clean it all up.
Oh, yeah, that, yeah.
Yeah, he admitted in a interview now, yes, I did have a knife. When they tased me, I fell on top of a cop and I dropped my knife. I picked it up after I got off of him because they tased me after I fell on the cop. Yeah, so he admits now that, yes, I had a knife against the cops. But his, you know, CNN, all the media, all of his lawyers, his family, he good boy, he didn't do nothing. Here he actually admits, yeah, I had a knife against the cops.
The media is complicit in starting all this shit.
Yeah. Absolutely. Last story here. Multiple state governments have closed offices and will set up roadblocks around the capitals and other office buildings leading up to and on Inauguration Day out of what is being called an abundance of caution. Can you say false flag attack?
Yeah, it's because
I got a feeling by the next time we do a show, by next Sunday, some shit is gonna have went down.
Yeah, I don't. Who would go? Who would go to that shit knowing it's a trap? That shit glows either in the dark.
Yeah, either A, people that don't know it's a trap because they're dumb. B, people dressed up as the people they want to get persecuted.
Right.
Well, let me put on some buffalo horns and put a Trump flag around my neck, even though you see the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter pictures I have all over my social media. You mean like that? Yeah. So, yeah. A lot of states, if not all of them, I would guess, are doing lockdown of their around the Capitol buildings and stuff like that, because we're scared. If you're scared of the people, then that means you've done something fucking wrong. So, all right, Vince, you got any final thoughts for this week before all the shit goes down?
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice. If the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
You can't take the high road, take the high ground. And for the love of God, if you can hear me, be careful.
Don't do
anything stupid and stay home.
Fuck.
Protect your home.
This shit glows in the dark. Everyone sees that this is a bullshit false flag operation. Fuck.
Yep.
Everybody sees that shit. Nobody legitimately, I joke around, but nobody legitimately is going to go to this. Nobody's going to go to these fucking protests. Nobody's doing that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fake. It's just, it's literally a setup.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. All righty. Thank you to everybody for listening. Unless absolute all hell breaks loose, we'll hopefully be back next week.
Dang, no shit.
Bye.
Bye.